May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. One might think that today's gospel lesson is the perfect setup for Stewardship Sunday. After all, it is that time of year that the scripture, for some strange reason, drifts towards giving. But don't worry, I was not moved by the gospel today, but I was moved by Paul's conversation with Timothy. God, our Savior, desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God, our Savior, desires that everyone be saved. You know, chances are, if you look at certain TV preachers, you may not hear that message. That there is a very clear distinction between who is in and who is out. Who is saved and who is condemned to hell. And guess what? It's usually the preacher that gets to make that decision. But Paul reminds Timothy that it is God's desire that everyone be saved. It seems to me that over the past number of years, Christian people have lost their zeal for evangelism. They have lost their zeal in fulfilling our Lord's command to go forth into the world and preach the gospel, baptizing all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We have lost our desire to convert and convict and to bring people to the knowledge of the truth that Paul is talking about today. But I tell you, we are called. We are called as a community of faith to bring people to the truth, to bring people to full knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That doesn't mean people that look like us necessarily or talk like us, who maybe vaguely believe like us. But that means that we are called to witness to the power of Jesus in our lives in ways that will make a difference. I believe deeply that it is not my job to go up to Muslim or Jew or Hindu and say, you are going to hell unless you believe in Jesus. But it is my job, and it is my calling to say to them, my life has been transformed by my relationship with a loving Savior. And my life has been made new in the community of faith where that is lived out every day. And I'd like you to just come try. It is our calling to be passionate in our faith. And it is our calling to share the good news in ways that make a difference. Just last night, had a phone call, and she'll probably shoot me for this, from Kelsey Hutto, who was here this past Wednesday, and who is desperately homesick for St. Paul's after being here for just a few hours. And I said, Kelsey, you know what I would suggest you do? Is sit down and write, what is it about this place that made a difference to you? Because she said, George, you know, I just walked in the back of the church and it all came flooding back. So I'll suggest the same to you. What is it about this place and these people that has been transforming for you? What is it that brings you back week after week and has you giving of yourself your time, talent, and treasure? Yes, there it is. But giving of yourself so that it can continue. I urge you to think about that. To think about how God, through Jesus Christ, has transformed your life and how that has been lived out and felt in and through this community. Take the time to put it to words. And then with strength and conviction and joy, share those words with others. God desperately desires that all of His creation be saved. God desperately desires that all of His creation be brought to the truth and to the way and to the life. And we're the ones that are called. We are the ones that are called here, and we are the ones that are called now to share this transforming news with everyone we meet. God, our Savior, desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Share the good news. Bring others along with you. Thanks be to God, we are the ones that God has trusted so much to do that right now. Amen.